now 7:34, and it is Monday morning. NHBR's Josh Rogers is joining us now to talk about what's happening on the political front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Ray.
Josh, lawmakers looking to pack it in for the year in Concord, but they're not done yet. Both the House and Senate voting this week on fixes to the state's Medicaid enhancement tax. Both chambers are taking steps to prepare for the committees of conference that end every legislative session. So what are we likely to see this week?
Well, Rick, the competing efforts to fix or constitutionalize the Medicaid enhancement tax should pass in both chambers. That's, though, when the difficult part really begins, reconciling the proposals and, with luck, squaring them with the hospitals that sued over this tax, and also coming up with something that will pass legal muster, assuming the Supreme Court does not see this tax as constitutional as have two Superior Court justices. Superior Court justices already have ruled.
Okay, so you can give us the quick backstory on that?
Well, sure. The Medicaid enhancement tax has been around since 1992. Essentially, it's a tax charged to hospitals against every dollar hospitals charge for patient care. Those collections were then in turn used to secure federal reimbursement using a program designed to help hospitals caring for the uninsured or those on Medicaid, which reimburses at a lower rate than cost. Once those federal funds were secured, the state would then send half the money it collected from the hospitals back and keep the other half. This arrangement's pumped millions of dollars into the state budget over the years, and the shell game aspect of it, totally legal, was why this practice became known as Metascam. And over time, the federal government has sought to rein it in a bit. In 2007, the Fed said New Hampshire had sought improper reimbursement and needed to pay $35 million. The state then adjusted the way it did seek that reimbursement, moving from gross to net expenses. That has crimped the flow of money a bit. Then in the budget passed in 2011, lawmakers decided to keep taxing the hospitals, but no longer seek reimbursement for all of them, just so-called critical access hospitals. So that left 13 hospitals now paying this tax without getting anything in return. That prompted lawsuits, and now two judges, most recently Philip Mangonis in Hillsborough County, have ruled the tax unconstitutional. There's more than, roughly $175 million in the current state budget that relies on this tax, and bond rating agencies are watching this drama closely.
Yeah, it's another chapter in this ongoing saga. So how to fix this? How do we do this?
Well, that's the question. There's several plans out there. Under the plan proposed by Senate President Chuck Morris, the tax, which now stands at 5.5%, would get phased out over time starting next July. Senator Morris thinks some of the lost money might be offset by increased insurance tax receipts under the Medicaid expansion and also by seeking increased funding. Morris also wants to improve Medicaid reimbursement over time, unclear exactly how. The House, meanwhile, has two proposals pending. One seeks to broaden this tax by expanding it to cover more healthcare providers while lowering the rate. The other seeks to ensure that all the money collected under the tax would go to healthcare with no diversions. None of these are set in stone, though, and there are challenges.
Yeah, they all have their challenges. Now, what does it mean? What do you mean?
Well, take the Senate bill, for instance. If you assume this tax is unconstitutional, if two judges have so far ruled, then just phasing it out, is that likely to pass muster? Even if you got all the hospitals to agree to that, which is no small feat, if the tax is found unconstitutional, is keeping it on the books at all to wind it down likely to fly? That, of course, remains to be seen. And the House plans, meanwhile, they have issues, too. The idea of lowering the rate and broadening the base, which is being put forward by a hooks at Republican David Hess, may, facially at least, seem the most constitutionally sound idea. That's what several lawyers have told me. But the politics of passing what could be considered a new tax are tough right now. The second House proposal, meanwhile, which starts from the premise that the courts have so far gotten this thing wrong and which looks to clean up the current Medicaid the tax seems optimistic. So the committee of conference on this one looks to be tough.
Yeah, what are the chances this just won't get resolved, and what happens if it doesn't?
Well, there's certainly always that possibility. The scrutiny of bonding agencies is one thing that's ratcheting up the need to get something done. Both Moody's and Standard & Poor's have called New Hampshire's outlook negative in the wake of the Mangonis ruling. According to the state treasurer, that doesn't immediately translate into higher borrowing costs, but it could later this year. And under the current state budget, hospitals are expected to pay roughly $50 million in a quarterly payment to the state in October. Lawmakers definitely want to find a way to collect that money. So the next few weeks will be interesting, and this issue is certainly going to hang over the elections as well.
Yeah, to say the least. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter, joins us each Monday morning to talk politics. You can follow Josh, by the way, on Twitter at Josh Rogers, NHPR.